This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. A leading member of Caritas Internationalis said the tit-for-tat killings seen in Burundi over the past months between supporters and opponents of the president have created a complete climate of fear among the population. Patrick Nicholson is the communications director for Caritas Internationalis, and he spoke to me earlier from the Burundian capital, Bujumbura.
The people I've talked to in the areas, the quarters which are contested, so there are problems between them and the police. They say they live in a complete climate of fear where after 6 o'clock in the evening, they lock themselves in their house. More than that, they kind of lock themselves in their cellar, and they say that there's just fear everywhere.
And do people there fear that the country is sliding into another civil war, or are they still hopeful that regional diplomacy can prevail? Because there have been a lot of attempts on that front.
I think it's too early to talk about a civil war. I think we're quite far from that at this stage. So I think, yes, peace talks can certainly change the situation on the ground. I think now it's just a question of, you know, people are feeling, the lack of freedom, you know, kind of repression. Obviously, 250,000 have fled the country or fled their homes. So there is that kind of persuasive fear. But people aren't really talking about a full-scale civil war yet.
This political crisis is obviously having a huge impact on the economy. How many internally displaced people are there, and how are they faring?
There aren't that many displaced people. At the moment, I'm in a hospital, and the real problem is, because of the block on international aid, the government isn't able to provide the kind of health services it did before, so people have to pay themselves. I just met a woman who was injured, her leg was injured, and she couldn't afford to pay, and so she needed treatment. She went to the hospital, but because she couldn't afford to pay, they wouldn't let her leave. So it was the local Caritas which then went, paid her bill, and she could leave. So the economic crisis really does bite, because people, either if they need medical treatment, then they have to pay for it, and that means they can't buy food. Someone I spoke to earlier said, my biggest hope is one day I can eat three meals again. So that underlying poverty is a real issue.
I also was told, however, that because of this political crisis, because so many people have fled the country, that crops are not being planted. And this is going to mean food shortages in the coming months. Is that a real problem there?
I'm not sure. I think there's certainly a lack of food is going to be a problem. And as you say, lots of young men have left the country. Those are the ones who felt particularly threatened. They're an important source of income and support. So the people I've been speaking to, the people that they've left behind, they've got no income. And because they can't move around, because of the kind of lockdown, they can't find work. So they have no choice but either to beg from their neighbours, or if they're lucky, they can get help from aid agencies like Caritas.
What about the local Catholic Church? How active is it in trying to persuade the two sides, the supporters and the opponents of the president, to bury their differences, to overcome this tit-for-tat killing, this climate of fear that you talked about?
Well, as a Catholic Church has been very strong in calling for inclusive dialogue, in calling for a process which leads to a democratic country, and pushing that both here within the country and on a regional level and internationally at the UN. So it has been a voice calling for all of the sides to come together and talk.
You said that they lock themselves in their cellars or in their houses at night, but during the day, are people at least able to go around, or are they also worried that they're going to be perhaps arrested?
During the day, I think it's pretty normal. I mean, go moving around Bujumbura, things seem calm during the day, but this week there was shooting at night, and there have been various arrests and whatnot. I think the violence spikes. So I think you have a low level and then you get a spike. But during the day, things seem normal on the surface.
And how do people there see the future panning out, at least in the short to medium term?
I think they're just waiting to see what's going to happen. I think they're just waiting and hoping that there'll be some kind of political solution. People who fled the country aren't coming back. And the ones who've remained are living in this limbo where they can't find work, or they can't, you know, they can't live their lives normally, and so they're just waiting and hoping that the politicians see sense. Caritas is, you know, realizes that Burundi is facing a possible crisis, and is really trying to ramp up and gear up to ensure that, that the systems are in place, that, that if that happens, the people will get the humanitarian aid they need. So the reason that I've been here this week is to attend a meeting of all the local Caritas and the international Caritas to plan to see what we can do if the worst should happen. In the meantime, provide aid to those families that are affected, but to make sure that if things do get worse, that Caritas will be able to help those in need.
I was speaking there to Patrick Nicholson of Caritas Internationalis.